Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looks like he couldn't practice today, so we'll have him evaluated. He had a good practice yesterday, and maybe that affected what's been bothering him a little bit. So we'll just see. We're going to have him evaluated.
Upper and lower?
Upper.
What did you notice about Zach Jones, seeing him up close now for over a week? I mean, he's a young guy that's, kind of an intriguing talent.
Yeah, you see that offensive flair he has. He's pretty good at hanging on to the puck and making that next play, trying to get involved. I think that's probably what's got him to this point. If you can be good offensively, you still have to be able to defend, and I think that's part of the game that he has to continue to work at.
Three goalies in the roster for more than a few days last year. What do you think are some of the pluses and minuses of having three guys during the season?
Well, we don't know if we're going to have three to start the season.
Just generally that.
I'm not a fan of three, really. But sometimes you have to do it, for sure. I think you'll see that with other teams, too. We're in a situation where UPL is coming off an injury. And, you're right. There's a chance that could happen for us, for sure.
Gotten through these first couple of days?
It looks like he's gotten through pretty good. Some general soreness. I think, the goalies have gone at it pretty hard, just like we have. Yesterday for even the game group, we pretty well had a full practice. That was tough on our group yesterday to go with do what we did. And then, you fly game day and you go play a game.
Lion tomorrow and then see about UPL next week.
Yeah, Lion's going to play tomorrow. Yeah, and then hopefully we got UPL in a good spot, and if he's good, probably give him both games.
You hope he can practice early next week?
That's kind of the unknown. Like, his was just kind of crept up on him. So we held him off. We're hoping that it's just kind of a day-to-day thing. Don't know though. It's one of those things that he could practice tomorrow if he's feeling better.
You kind of expect tomorrow to be the opposite of last night. You had a lot of younger players against a lot of their NHL guys. It'd probably be flipped tomorrow.
Well, based on what they have schedule wise, I would think so. I think they decided to play a pretty good lineup. We were a little bit light when it came to lineup and. But it's okay to struggle. I think struggling in the preseason or, playing against maybe competition, and that happens where you'll have a good lineup and the other team is maybe playing their younger guys or a lot of guys that are prospects. But I've seen sometimes where that those prospects and young guys outwork some of the veteran guys, and it can go the other way too. So, but I give Detroit. I thought their top guys played really well in the game. And they got us on our heels, and it was their puck pressure and the amount of time they gave us. I think was a good lesson for a lot of our guys.
A week into training camp, what gains have you seen in your team as a whole?
Seen lots of games. I think our compete inside the practices has been fantastic. I thought the compete this morning was exactly where we needed. I think everybody's bought into the going hard for whatever number of minutes that is. I think you can see that we have some high-level compete games inside of the practice. Some hard body-on-body stuff that, you're training to play a game. And pretty hard compete. You watch Byram and Dahls and those guys going at it. Their bodies were flying. So I like where we're at. I think if I evaluated three games and you win two out of three games and you keep winning two out of three games, you got yourself a pretty good place. We just want to continue to get better at what we do. We're still working at, today was the day we hadn't been working much on 4-4. We know we're going to have to play some of that. We played some last night. I want to continue to work on 5-on-6 and 6-on-5. We've been trying to work at that, give that 4 or 5 minutes every practice. We want to be a better defensive team. And we've been working hard at staying above people and making it tough to get in our zone.
Crafting a roster is one of the goals for training camp. But what is your goal for your players with this training camp?
To realize how hard we're going to have to compete to get to where we want to go. And that's basically what the practices are built around. Compete and skate. The fitness level, I think, is in a pretty good place based on the testing we've done. So it's keeping that level of fitness where it's at so that we can maintain a high level of play, a consistently high level of play.
This year, Ryan McLeod really improved his offense, got to the 20-goal mark. As you look at his game, what allowed him to do that, number one? And number two, is that kind of a ceiling, or do you think there's even more there offensively?
I think he's a great skater, obviously, and I think with a bigger opportunity, his numbers went up. I think with the number of guys we had out, and then he got kind of elevated in the lineup, he took advantage of that. He took advantage of being on a power play late in the year. I think it would be like a sorting out period where, I think he is with his speed. I think he can easily be a 20 goal guy for us and playing a real important role.
Defensively, we never talk about that because we know he's pretty good defensively. Did you see an improvement there also?
Yeah, I think that part of his game he's worked hard at. He likes to maintain a lot of speed even through the D zone, and I think it's an aspect of his game that he wants to take a lot of pride in.
Go ahead. Lindy, on a different note, a couple weeks ago when we talked to you and Kevin, you guys talked about establishing the culture of who you want this team to be. Today you've got a bunch of guys going out in the community doing a different array of events. When you talk about that message, how important is that community aspect into what you guys are trying to build here?
I think it's vital. I think to get out, to be part of the community, and whether it's school visits or whatever visits they are, I think... it helps build a culture of basically just giving back. We got a group that's lucky to do what they do and to get out there. There's a lot of young people. There's a lot of our fan support. Doesn't often get a touch with a player, but to go to businesses, to go to schools, to go to hospitals. I think in a community like ours, I think it's a feeling of family, and I think that's real important.
Josh Norris is known as a scorer, but does that almost overshadow other aspects of the team? You've talked about how he's a two-way player and the face-offs. Have you seen that, just seeing him up close, the other aspects?
Yeah, I think I think he is a good two-way player. You know, face-offs, his defending is good. I really like the way he's skating. Like, you watch him skate, we walked through a couple of those one-on-one full ice yesterday, and you saw him go by a couple of our defensemen, and, you know, didn't really get to see that last year because of his injury, but really get to notice it right now.
How do you break down for like a game like last night where, you know, the roster talent disparity is pretty wide? How do you break down how your processes are working?
I talked to the group. I talked to both groups about last night's game, the things you can take care of. You look at the first goal we give up, a bad exchange between goalie and our defenseman. And we just basically handed him a goal. You look at the face-off play we got scored against. We had a miscommunication on coverage where there really shouldn't have been any. So you get to control both those. You know, we fisted one puck into our own net. So there was some weird stuff went on during the game. But you do get to control how you're going to forecheck. Our tracking back, which we were good in games one and two, of getting back into the middle of the ice. We left the middle of the ice last night on several occasions. I just talked to the team about, you know, we were so good at that, the details of that. We failed a test last night. You can make up any excuse you want. You can say, well, coach, the practice was too hard in the morning, and, you know, don't practice that hard game day morning, and we had to fly to Windsor and then clear customs and then take a bus, go back in the States and clear customs, and I didn't get any sleep in the afternoon. I can list all the excuses, but sometimes that happens during the year. You don't get good travel plans sometimes. You play back to back. Sometimes you get home at 3 in the morning, so you got to play tired. But what you can take care of is all the things I just mentioned. We've been practicing our tracking. We've been practicing our face-off pursuit. We failed a test on the details. And, you know, when you hear the famous line, this is the line I'll hear when something goes wrong and they come back to the bench. What are the two words I'm going to hear usually? My bad. I don't want to hear my bad. I want to hear my good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.